Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to Unity Center of Light, located in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pamela Mosby.
And we look forward to bringing you this service today. We always like to remind you that every Sunday at 10:30, you can join us in Zoom for a Zoom fellowship service where you can get to listen to this message, meditation, music, interact with other Unity folks, have discussion about the message, and just have a sense of community. And also, because we do a in-person, combination in-person and Zoom service on the first Sunday of every month, this is actually the first Sunday. So hopefully you know that, and you're actually sitting here with us as we're doing this service today. But other than that, we are going to get started with Pamela.
Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop and fully express their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine identity. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And now let's affirm our foundation statement. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the Good, Omnipotent. Amen. And our daily word reading for today is on grace. And the affirmation is, the grace of God surrounds and enfolds me. From the moment I greet the day to the moment I rest at night, I'm enfolded in the grace of God. I find grace in the rhythm and balance of the natural world. It is in the beauty of a sunrise and a sweet, gentle rain. I find grace in the sweet souls with whom I share this beautiful planet, the faces of my dear ones and others I meet throughout the day. Grace is the presence of God made manifest. As it does for the world around me, grace blesses my life as well. It is the unexpected kindness, the serendipity, the forgiven error. It is the assurance I carry in the deepest recesses of my soul that I am loved, treasured, and secure in the heart of God. And the scripture reading is Timothy 1:14, and it reads, "And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus." Amen. And now we will have the Sunday message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So today we're still in Lent, you know, the 40 days of Lent. The Lent booklet that comes out of Unity Village, you know, the theme is Let Go and Let God. And we are in part three of this series called Aligning with the Flow of Change. However, we're adding a subtitle, which is Releasing the Old Traditions and Embracing What's Coming, right? So in this Sunday's lesson, we'll be exploring what it takes to have the emotional courage and the faith to release old traditions while at the same time being open and receptive to exploring what is coming, even if it is not yet clearly defined. So this mental emotional process of releasing old traditions and being open to what is coming encourages us to become more adaptable, more resilient, and more open to change. So that's what we're going to be looking at today, is how to become more adaptable, more resilient, and more open to change. So the statement, releasing old traditions, isn't advocating a complete break with the past. Rather, it is about thoughtful evolution. In other words, you're always in a mindset of knowing that change is inevitable. And it's a process that's going to keep evolving. So traditions can be adapted. They can be, old traditions can be adapted. They can be reinterpreted. They can be combined with new ideas to create a future that honors the past while flourishing in the present. Okay, so we're going to talk about all of this. And we know that change is inevitable and continues to affect so many different aspects of our lives. It's just what happens. I remember in the old days, Norman Vincent Peale used to say, and Zig Ziglar used to say, don't put away a rainy day fund, because if you do, you're going to cause a rainy day to happen. And I thought that was, you know, good wisdom at that time. But what we've seen in our lives, you know, in the last even 3 years, 4 years, last decades, change is going to happen. And so we need to be prepared for it, okay? So we know that. And it's going to change a lot of times in very emotional ways. I still remember the fear and disbelief in the photography world. This is back when I was really into photography as a business. Was shooting for big companies like Sears and Roebuck and so forth. And I still remember that when it was announced that film would eventually become obsolete, that was, I don't know if you could imagine if you were into photography back then, what a mind-blowing thought that was, you know, that the photography world without film, you know, how is that possible? It was shocking, it was unperceivable, especially for those of us who were working for photographers, because what was being proposed was to replace film with a technology that was outside of our ability to visualize and understand, all right? It was like a photographer's livelihood was being threatened. You can imagine, film photography had been around since for 105 years before digital photography came onto the scene. And yes, you know, the technology in film evolved significantly over the years, but it was still recognizable. It was understandable and very much welcome that the changes that kept happening in film, okay? And it was also still within the confines of our traditional consciousness, if you get what I'm saying. And when film, you know, photography began to really take hold and progress in the industry, I still remember old photographers saying they would die before switching. You know, Pam and I were down at the Torpedo Factory in Old Town Alexandria, where all of the artists and photographers display their works. And we talked to a few photographers and said, I'm going to die. They're going to be peeling film out of my dead hands. You know, they were not going to give up, you know, on using film. So old traditions are hard to let go of because they call for us to cut our emotional ties to them, okay? And think about the industries you've worked in throughout your life, you know, and how old traditions had to be released because of evolving social and technological changes. So I know you've all experienced that in one way or another. And because change is inevitable, especially in these fast-moving times, being adaptable and resilient is actually a crucial mental, emotional component of our spiritual journey. Because as we journey along our spiritual paths, we will encounter unexpected obstacles, setbacks, and unfamiliar experiences. Unfamiliar experiences that may cause us to need to release and let go of old personal traditions, okay? Now, adaptability allows us to navigate these challenging changes with greater ease, and listen to this, thoughtful evolution, you know, preventing them from derailing our spiritual, mental, emotional progress, okay? So that's where we want to be. We want to learn how to become more adaptable, because change is going to happen. And how do we flow with it? And, you know, a beautiful prayer that supports this is expressed in Isaiah 43, 18 through 19. Now, this is not actually the scripture from Isaiah 43, 18 to 19 through 19, but it's a prayer based on that particular scripture. It says, Father, thank you that you are God who is always presenting something new. And your plans are always good. I believe that even now you are working in ways I do not yet see. I declare you are the author and finisher of my faith, and I look forward to great things as I continue to walk the spiritual path in these continuously changing times. And that's a prayer that we can, you know, kind of keep in our minds as these changes keep happening. And so this scripture in Isaiah 43:18 actually begins with, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past, okay? And if you're thinking, why should I forget the former things, okay? Why should I forget old traditions? It is because the actual scripture in Isaiah says, when you read the actual scripture, it says, God is about to do a good thing in your life, and it shall spring forth. Okay, let me say that again. God is about to do a good thing in your life, and it shall spring forth. And this will occur even if you do not have any faith in the matter. Okay? And if you're wondering, well, how can something new spring forth in my life when I do not have any faith that something new and wonderful is about to occur? Well, the word spring forth, used in this context, means it will break every barrier, even the barriers created by our lack of faith. So this idea that something new is going to spring forth is saying, even if you don't have faith in it, it can break through the barriers that come from lack of faith. And as we know, well know, progress is unstoppable. And, you know, the whole thing with AI now is kind of scary to some folks, you know, embraced by others, scary to others. But progress is unstoppable. And we will be brought into the limelight of change, either kicking and screaming, or with a gentle prayerfulness that allows us to find peace and serenity in the midst of change. That's what we're working for. You know, what we called earlier, thoughtful evolution. And this is why cultivating adaptability on our spiritual path is so crucial. Because stuff is going to keep coming up that's going to put barriers from the perspective that it's not fitting our existing mindset. But if we want to evolve, evolution means that we have to move up from what we have thought was real to what is now becoming more real, in whether it's our personal lives or society or whatever. So when the scripture in Isaiah expressed that God will do a new thing in your life, this means it will be a new thing, not refurbished, not renovated, not adjusted. It will be something that you must have, yet you will have never known or thought about before. It will be a new thing. And again, this is why cultivating adaptability on our spiritual path is so crucial. As one source explains, the spiritual purpose of being adaptable is rooted in the recognition of the impermanence of life and the ever-changing nature of the world. So being adaptable means having the flexibility and openness to adjust one's thoughts, behaviors, and responses to various changing situations, but in a peaceful, prayerful way. Okay? So this quality is crucial in navigating the complexities of life, especially in the face of uncertainty, changes in dynamic circumstances. And this is where our Christ mind comes into play. Okay? So again, you know, our ego or personal mind, a lot of times it has a very hard time letting go of old traditions, the way things were or the way we used to do things. Okay? And Paul explains this in 2 Corinthians 5:17. He says, therefore, anytime we are in Christ's consciousness, we are a new being. So stop looking at yourself based on your past habits, traditions, or ways of being, because anyone who has received Christ in their heart, mind, body, and soul, now listen to this, is a brand new species of being that has never existed before. It's like the other night we were sitting around with Pam's brother and sister-in-law and Damon and Detrice, and we were having these deep metaphysical discussions. And, you know, that's kind of common between Damon and Detrice and Pam and I. But for Michael and Denise, it was kind of a new thought process, and they were embracing it. So I said to them, you know, look, 2 hours have gone by. And he said, I want you to realize that who we were when we first started these discussions and who we are now are totally different people. Okay. So whenever you're open to new dynamics entering into your consciousness, you become a brand new species of being that has never existed before. You are different because you let old things pass away and you were willing to embrace that all things can become new. All right? This means you are making progress. You are becoming a super spiritual being. All right? Now, God says, don't worry. Keep on being in Christ. I will take care of the things of your life. Expect a brand new thing to happen in your life every day. Expect it in your health, in all aspects of your life. Expect that where you may have failed before, you will now proceed. Succeed. And the thing we need to understand about Scripture is that it is a preview of a higher truth expressing in our lives. Meaning, when we read Scripture, we need to let it settle deep into our consciousness, deeper than our intellect, deeper than our ego mind. Okay, so when you read Scripture like we just read, you want to let that settle in you. You know, don't just try to understand it or, you know, get involved with it. Just let it settle within you. Again, deeper than your intellect, deeper than your ego mind. Because ego mind attaches itself to external validations and desires, which often lead to conflict with our soul mind, which is the spiritual nature of all of humankind. So our spiritual nature is in our soul mind. And as we may be able to understand from our own mental emotional mindset, the ego seeks approval, control, and immediate gratification. And that's it from our own. Think about yourself. Okay? Our ego has a tendency, okay, to seek approval, control, and immediate gratification, while the soul calls for inner exploration, selflessness, and a deeper sense of purpose. Okay? So soul mind is a place within us where we can truly connect with a deeper understanding of ourselves, a deeper truth about ourselves. And that is what spirituality is all about, pursuing a deeper understanding of ourselves and of the world and of our place in the world, okay? So being adaptable means being able to adjust our mind, our body, and our demeanor to connect with our soul mind. Let me say it again, okay? Being adaptable means being able to adjust our mind, our body, and our demeanor to connect with our soul mind. See, this helps us to better integrate these evolving perspectives of ourselves into our spiritual journey, which helps us remain more open to new insights, new beginnings, and acceptance of the changes we are experiencing. So an interesting aspect of the spiritual journey is cultivating, this is going to be interesting, futuristic thinking. All right. Now, let me say it again. An interesting aspect of the spiritual journey is cultivating futuristic thinking. Now, I say interesting aspect because we're always talking about being in the now, being in the moment. Okay. And I'm saying that part of the spiritual journey is cultivating futuristic thinking. Okay. So this idea that we're always talking about being in the now and not being in the past or in the future is a little bit different. But a futuristic mindset can help you envision coming possibilities and trends, especially in areas of your life that are important to you. That's what I mean by futuristic. So, you know, great thinkers always keeping the pulse on the finger of what is happening in their industry so that as new things are beginning to happen, they can see them start to unfold before they actually do unfold. Okay? So this can help us help us to be proactively prepared for and enhanced by what lies ahead, even when we have no idea what that will be. But we can tell that something new is unfolding in our industry, in our personal lives, in whatever. Okay, so it allows you to proactively shape and navigate the future with a sense of anticipation and pre-preparedness. Okay. You can start to anticipate, and you can start to prepare yourself for it. So how does this happen? How does a futuristic mindset help us proactively prepare for what lies ahead, okay? Even when we're not really sure what that is? So The 12 Powers of Man by Charles Fillmore talks about the work of our power of imagination in our regeneration. So regeneration is when a change occurs in us that brings an abundance of spiritual life into our conscious awareness. So regeneration, as we've shared in the last few talks, you know, the more time you spend in prayer, meditation, and spiritual contemplation, you are actually involved in regeneration. You're working to bring a greater abundance of spiritual life into your conscious mind, right? And this means that no longer are we hoping or striving to be spiritual. When you do this work to bring, for regeneration, to bring a greater abundance of spiritual life into your conscious mind, you start to reach a point where you no longer are hoping or striving to be spiritual. We become abundantly aware of our existing spiritual nature through that process of regeneration. So it is from this regenerated mindset that we become able to perceive and embrace new trends, either before they manifest or as they are unfolding, okay? So being in this frame of mind, we become better able to release old traditions and ways of being, and we are more pre-prepared to embrace what is unfolding. And this is where Charles Fourmore explains it in his book. He said, it is well known that artists see it in their mind, every picture that they're going to put on the canvas. They see it in their mind before they draw it or paint it. Likewise, we in the universe are a series of pictures in the mind of being. God made us in God's image and likeness. We in turn, and this is important, are continuously making and sending forth into our mind, our body, and the world living thought forms embodied and imbued with our own character. So as we read in scripture that God, we are created in the image and likeness of God, we also are creating our world in our own image. We're doing the same thing. So if we think about this, it means that many of the changes we experience in our lives are an outpicturing of our collective consciousness, meaning somehow we are involved in, and I'm talking about, you know, big changes, global changes that affect everybody. Somehow we are involved in the change, even if we are not aware that we are contributing to the collective consciousness that is manifesting the change. So here is a good example of that. COVID is probably as good an example as any. Think about it. None of us had any thought about a pandemic, but yet one occurred on a global level. The changes prompted by COVID-19 pandemic had a profound and far-reaching effect on society, technology, and the way we live, work, shop, worship, interact with each other, okay? So the global crisis has accelerated changes in pre-existing trends and traditions. And many of these shifts are likely to continue shaping our societies, our technology, and our economies far into post-pandemic era. So again, this is something we would have never thought about individually. But the fact that the whole world was affected means that at some level, in our collective consciousness, we all knew that change was necessary. And since continued change is inevitable, do we continue as we were, or do we do the work, mental, emotional, spiritual work, to become more adaptable, more resilient, okay? Now, in my time teaching at the college, it was becoming more and more evident that online virtual learning was the new way of learning. Over the years, it was first introduced in 1998 at the college, and I was one of the first ones to start, you know, teaching online. But as the time was going by, the college was seeing more students enrolling for online classes than they were for in-person or in-class, you know, face-to-face classes. So several years ago, a decade or so ago, the college issued a mandate that because this thing was happening with more and more students taking online classes, they issued a mandate that all classes, including in-person face-to-face classes, had to have a virtual component of the class. Now, many of the instructors who were stuck in the old way, the old traditional way of face-to-face, ignored the mandate. They just didn't do it. So in March of 2020, when the college suddenly shut down the campus and told all the instructors to direct their students to the online component of the class they were supposed to have set up. There were many, many instructors who were caught off guard and had to scramble to try to learn how to set up and teach from an online version of the classes. And all through the pandemic, many instructors were yearning for the good old days of getting back to teaching in the classroom, while others were embracing the change and continuously learning new strategies and embracing new technologies for teaching virtually, because that is where the world was moving, okay? So the world has been changing in many areas over decades, but the pandemic greatly accelerated change in many areas of our lives. Some of the changes we embraced, and some of them we're just not sure yet, okay? So the main title of this series is Aligning with the Flow of Change under the general Lenten theme of Let Go and Let God, okay? However, aligning with the flow of change isn't about passively accepting everything that comes your way. Let me say it again. Aligning with the flow of change isn't about passively accepting everything that comes your way. But it is about actively engaging with the process of change by being flexible and adaptable, okay? So here are some ways that might be helpful in navigating change. Now, I'm going to just share with Pam what I didn't before, that there are five slides that are coming up in a row, okay? So the first one, cultivate a growth mindset. You know, by embrace the unknown. View change not as a threat, but as an opportunity to learn and grow. See challenges as stepping stones and be open to new possibilities. Learn continuously. That's a great one. Embrace lifelong learning and acquire new skills that can help you navigate changes in your environment, your career, or your personal life. Okay. The next one is develop your adaptability. Become adaptable. Be open to new perspectives. Actively listening to different viewpoints and be willing to adjust your own when presented with new information or situations that are acceptable to you. Now, notice what I said. That are acceptable to you. Okay. And practice saying yes with boundaries, okay? Step outside your comfort zone and be willing to try new things, but be mindful of your limitations and resources, okay? Now, next one is enhance your resilience. Enhance it. Develop healthy coping mechanisms. Learn how to manage stress and navigate difficult emotions effectively. Build a strong support system. That's where, you know, Unity Center of Light, if this is your church home, that's one of the places you can be with other like-minded, positive, you know, people. So build a strong support system. Support yourself with positive and supportive individuals who can offer encouragement and guidance during times of change. Okay? Maintain your core values. Now, listen to this, okay? Maintain your core values. Identify your core values. Define what truly matters to you, your principles, and what drives you. So this, you know, change is not about giving up everything that you are. You want to maintain whatever your core values are. And this foundation will help you navigate change while staying true to yourself. Make conscious choices. So when you're faced with change, don't just, you know, give into it or, you know, be fearful of it, but make conscious choices. You know, evaluate it against your core values. With this change, evaluate how it goes against your core values. And if it aligns with your values, embrace it. If not, adjust your approach or consider alternative options. Okay? And then the last one is practice mindfulness. We say that every week. That means stay present. Focus on the present moment and avoid dwelling in the past or worrying excessively about the future. Now, that goes against a little bit when I talk about futuristic mindset. But the futuristic mindset is where you're paying attention to what's happening so that you can prepare yourself for what you can perceive is coming. Okay? You're not worried about it. You're only being mindful of it. So this can help you react to change more effectively I should put that as respond to change more effectively. I like that better instead of getting overwhelmed. Stay aware of your surroundings. This is really important. Stay aware of your surroundings. Pay attention to internal and external cues to understand how changes are impacting you and the environment around you. This allows you to adapt and make informed decisions. Okay? So remember, change is inevitable. Aligning with its flow is a continuous process. So be kind to yourself as you navigate these transitions and celebrate the growth and learning opportunities that come with them. Okay? So I'll leave you with this affirmation about this coming week. Go back one. Oh, I didn't put it there. Okay. All right. So I'll leave you with this affirmation. I move with peace and compassion. I share this peace and compassion that resides abundantly within me with each person I interact with. And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to have, Now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
So, Unity family, as we enter into meditation, we are grateful for the gifts of stillness and peace. Let's begin by becoming comfortable. Take a deep inhalation and exhale slowly. Breathing gently and slowly, our minds ease into calm and tranquility. Let's prepare our minds, hearts, and bodies for this time together. You are a priority. So use these next few moments to come back to center and set an intention for the rest of your day. Turning away from the world and focusing inward, you hold these words in your heart. Grace and gratitude lead me to a different awareness of God. I am open to the activity of grace. Unconditional love, which moves in and through my life and circumstances, draws me deeper and lifts me higher. I surrender to this power and awareness of the divine flow. I release my need to know and simply trust the path before me. Grace guides me towards the highest good. Gratitude unlocks my most ordinary and mundane, unlocks my spiritual vision, and I recognize the divine in all things. Even the most ordinary and mundane things bears God's imprint. Grace surrounds me with infinite love and acceptance, gently drawing me into the fullness of my divine nature. I let go of thoughts of lack and limitation, embracing spiritual power. One with God, I recognize unlimited potential. Deep inner knowing brings calm confidence. Grace lights the way, and gratitude keeps my steps sure. I am thankful for the gifts of grace and gratitude in my life. We now pause and take these blessings into the secret place of the Most High and give thanks. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've heard our prayers today and you have answered them, as you always do. We are grateful for all answered prayers in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is, and forever shall be. When you are ready, come back to join us.
Thank you. Lucky, huh? So now is the time. Now is the time to bring up the prosperity prayer. We did that a little bit early before, but this is a time that you tap into your inner being. Think about all the blessings that are in your life. I know Pam and I have told you that every night before we go to bed, we write into our gratitude journal all the things that we are grateful for in our lives. But it's something you always want to be aware of. It's always being grateful for the good things that are in your life. So with that in mind, let's say our prosperity prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you for all the blessings you provide for me and through me. Amen.
Amen.
And also, holding your offering blessings in your hand, in your mind, in your spirit. Let's just say that offering blessing together, being thankful for all that everyone out there who supports Unity Center of Light, their spiritual community, their spiritual family. So holding those offerings in your hand, let's say this together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. Amen. All right. And you have light notes?
Yes. So light notes for today, Sunday, March the 3rd. We are hosting the second town hall meeting today following our service, our in-person service, to discuss the future of Unity Center of Light and in preparation for our annual meeting. Please join us today. We need to hear your ideas and how you can be of assistance to help Unity Center of Light to be more vibrant, a more vibrant place where we may spread our message of practical Christianity to all who are searching. It is time once again to consider our commitment program to ourselves and to our spiritual community. This is about our financial support as well as commitment to our spiritual growth in consciousness and creating the life we want to live. The fillable forms are in your updates and your e-newsletter. If you have difficulty returning the form electronically after filling it out, please call the office or email Patty. The Lenten Weekly Discussion Group continues. You may still join us at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. These discussions are taking place to support our congregation and at the same time support for our three facilitators, Joe Blackstone, Kathleen Bailey, and April May. This series will continue through March 27th, and Reverend Butch will be focusing his Lent series in the Sunday services. Join us for our next in-person and Zoom service on March 31st. This is our Easter service, and we are excited about seeing everyone. We will have an Easter lily giveaway at the service, so don't miss out. Sunday, April 7th is when we will hold our annual membership meeting. It'll be on Zoom. The Zoom link is the same as our Sunday service link. Everyone is invited, but only members may vote. We look forward to seeing you all there. There'll be no in-person service in April. This is due to the two services that we're going in March. That concludes our announcements.
All right.
And now it's time to bless the path that we each will walk this week. Were you going to say that? What time
no.
it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we're going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto together. I go forward in the spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous. And I am grateful.
And let's go right into our prayer for protection.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well. And that's the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to emphasize again that if you actually are watching this early, when sometimes we this on YouTube becomes available at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and we see a lot of people watch it even before the 10:30 service. So if you watch it and you're in the area, we would love for you to come and be with us in person, and also definitely be with us in the town hall that we're doing, because we're going to talk. As the talk was a lot about change, we're going to talk about how what is happening in the landscape of religion is impacting all churches and what we're doing proactively in order to be able to ride that particular chain. So we look forward to having you there. But other than that, have a wonderful week. I understand it's going to be nice this coming week in the 60s. Mm-hmm. So enjoy your week, and we will see you on Zoom next week. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.